Imagine standing at the edge of a cliff, hands tightly gripping something precious, knuckles white with effort. Now picture slowly opening your fingers and watching as what you've been desperately holding floats away, not falling, but rising. This is the paradoxical liberation at the heart of detachment. When Oprah featured Karen Casey's work, she called it a quiet revolution in how we approach relationships. In a culture obsessed with control, Casey offers a radical alternative. What if the most loving thing we can do for others and ourselves is to let go? The concept seems counterintuitive. How can we both love deeply and detach completely? Yet this tension holds the key to transforming every relationship in your life. Detachment isn't about disconnection or indifference. It's about the purest form of love, one that respects others' journeys while honoring our own. Detachment isn't coldness, but its opposite. It means observing events and engaging only when your path genuinely intersects with another's, creating space for something greater to work. We often say, "He made me so angry," yet no one can make us do anything. We control our reactions. When we forget that a higher power guides everyone's journey, our egos convince us we're necessary influences in others' lives. This misplaced responsibility becomes exhausting as we try to manage situations never ours to control. Detachment offers quiet contentment. Though choosing peace over agitation seems simple, our daily encounters rarely reflect this. Unpeaceful moments typically involve trying to control what isn't ours or letting others' behavior determine our self-worth. With practice, we can learn to be peaceful rather than right. Most importantly, detachment means making no one a project. For decades, Casey danced around others' lives rather than leading her own. When we understand that we are our only project, we gain freedom to live authentically. Have you considered that obsession with another person might actually be hostage-taking? While we typically think of hostages as war prisoners, we easily make loved ones hostages by controlling their moves, monitoring activities, and demanding constant attention. Our smothering creates an invisible prison, constraining their freedom. This dynamic appears everywhere. Parents micromanaging adult children, partners demanding constant check-ins, friends guilting others into spending time together. Since every prisoner seeks freedom, this behavior never works. Our need to control stems from insecurity, fear of abandonment, or rejection. Ironically, both become reality when we focus obsessively on others rather than ourselves. Detachment means surrendering outcomes, a challenging aspect of growth. We hear that our job is the effort, not the outcome, yet rarely embrace it. Instead, we try securing our perfect result by steering situations toward what we consider the natural conclusion. But a higher power's plan might differ entirely, offering unexpected opportunities we couldn't imagine. Casey reflects how divine outcomes exceeded her educated choices. Failed relationships led to better ones. Lost jobs opened doors to fulfilling careers, and rejected plans made way for superior alternatives. Detaching from outcomes is the surest path to peace. We live in a blame-oriented society where taking responsibility rarely comes naturally. From childhood, we learn to deflect accountability, yet the fundamental truth remains: no one causes our actions, and we aren't responsible for others' actions either. While relationships create mutual influence, the final decision about behavior belongs solely to the person acting. A spouse may affect our mood, or a colleague might impact our work environment, but our responses remain our choice. We often cling to past disturbing situations, believing analysis might somehow change outcomes, a pointless mental recycling. Casey admits she's frequently let others' casual remarks dictate her mood for days. The path toward emotional responsibility isn't about perfection, but progress. Our struggle with acceptance often stems from forgetting it's not our job to change others. Our task is accepting people exactly as they are. understanding that everyone's journey provides exactly what they need for growth.
Monitoring our own life requires complete attention. Focusing excessively on others disrupts our emotional balance. We have energy allocated for managing one life, not multiple. Attempting to orchestrate others' journeys creates frustration and exhaustion. Many fear being left behind if not involved in others' plans, leading to constant social media checking or excessive worrying about others' decisions. However, a life focused on our own activities proves refreshing and peaceful. Until we shift attention away from others' affairs, we can't fully appreciate the energy that detachment brings. Obsession with others' actions drains us mentally and emotionally. When caught in this cycle, we rarely notice our own life slipping away. Learning to let go requires willingness and practice. Being detached doesn't mean becoming uncaring. It means developing healthy boundaries where others' behavior doesn't determine our feelings. This benefits everyone. No one wants to be another person's obsession. When someone consistently focuses on another, two lives are lost. The observer's life is consumed by watching, while the observed person feels constrained by surveillance. Overreacting is typically a learned family behavior. Taking others' actions personally becomes habitual, but finding alternative responses gives us a second chance at life. We journey together intentionally, yet independently. Doing for others what they should do themselves impedes their growth. We must let others handle their responsibilities without their actions determining our feelings. Not reacting to provocations feels unnatural until we understand attachment's pitfalls. Walking away when our ego demands retaliation is difficult but possible. Not responding doesn't mean indifference. We should simply ask, "Will speaking help?" Usually, letting the moment pass proves wiser. Those who attack act from fear of losing control, rejection, or insignificance. Reminding ourselves no harm is intended diffuses our emotional response. Anger never leads to resolution. The only sensible response to fearful outbursts is love, whether expressed or silently embraced. Remaining quiet gives peace a chance and brings relief by avoiding negative confrontations.
Detachment embodies unconditional love, allowing loved ones complete autonomy and respecting their right to self-determination. We choose companions as learning partners, not as mirrors to validate our choices. Detachment shows respect for others' individual paths, recognizing each person must discover their own way. When we try controlling others' decisions, we interfere with their growth. Our role is offering support while honoring their autonomy, not shouldering their responsibilities. Many spend decades letting others' reactions determine their emotional state, keeping them trapped in dependency. Support groups teach that others' behavior reflects their internal state, not our value. When someone acts unkindly, it usually indicates their own pain. The most powerful response is compassion with healthy boundaries. Freedom begins with recognizing we choose what thoughts to hold. Resentments keep us hostage and prevent us from experiencing our next lesson. The reminder, "Don't go there," can transform how we see our day. Open your hands. Let go. In that release, you'll discover not loss, but freedom. The space to truly love others as they are, and finally, to love yourself as you are.